This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Between 1854 and 1929, orphan trains ran regularly from the cities of the East Coast to the farmlands of the Midwest, carrying thousands of abandoned children. Stopping at towns en route, townspeople chose orphans off the trains to take home with them. Some became members of the family. Many became slaves and suffered unspeakable abuse. This little-known part of American history caught the attention of author Christina Baker Klein. Her novel, Orphan Train, is the Reading Together book, a community read sponsored by Kalamazoo Public Library.
Orphan Train is the story of a 91-year-old woman with a hidden past as an orphan train rider, and the 17-year-old girl who is part Indian, part Native American, who's in foster care, who's been kicked around by the system, is kind of mistrustful, and she's on the verge of getting into trouble. She steals a book from the library, and as punishment, she has to do 50 hours of community service, and that community service is helping this old woman clean out her attic. So the girl is not very happy about it, but as time goes on, she comes to understand, the two of them come to see, actually, that they have far more in common than either of them ever would have imagined as they start opening boxes and the stories, that there are all these parallels between their stories and their lives. So that's the story. I mean, the story of the orphan trains is that between 1854 and 1929, and this is true, this is a true story, 250,000 children were sent on trains from the East Coast, mostly New York City, mostly Grand Central, to the Midwest in a labor program. They often replaced slaves, actually, early on, and they were taken in by whoever would take them. So there was no screening process. And these children were just thrown on the mercy of anybody who came along. So, and it's not widely known, you know, but there are now over 3 million descendants of these train riders. And so there is actually quite an avid community of interested people. And I was just privileged to stumble in onto the story because my husband's grandfather was orphaned, sent on a train with his siblings to North Dakota, and was featured in an article on orphan train riders. We later learned that he wasn't on an official orphan train because he came from Missouri, but there were many children on, you know, it was the heyday of rail travel, so there were many children being sent across the country on trains at the time. And believe me, I knew nothing about it until I read this article, and it was fascinating to explore.
So why do you think it was such a secret almost in history? Why haven't we heard about it, most of us?
There are a lot of reasons, and one of the things I'll do when I come is I have this incredibly interesting, I mean, I'm not bragging, it just really is an interesting slideshow.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the reason it's interesting is that, and the reason I still find it interesting after several years of talking about it, is that it's filled with all these archival photographs and all this evidence of what really happened. But so when I come, I'll talk about all of it, about all the reasons that we don't know about it. But I'll just tell you quickly a couple of them. One, it was such a shameful secret. Yeah. You know, adoption was a shameful thing back in the day. Adoptions were usually closed. These children were denied access to any of their records. In fact, their birth certificates were altered, destroyed, and locked up. And they were, even the people who took them in often didn't confess to their neighbors that they had taken in a train rider. They were considered, you know, scum, immigrants. Waste, essentially. Yeah. Kind of the way people talk about immigrants today. That's how they talked about these Irish and Polish and, you know, European, Eastern European and Western European immigrants to the country at the time. Yeah. You know, the truth is every immigrant group that comes to our country goes through a hazing process, and it was no different in the 1900s. But so these Irish children in particular, there were a lot of Irish on the orphan trains, were so discriminated against, treated so badly that it was shameful. They wanted to get as far away from the orphan train stigma as they could, so they often didn't tell anyone. And many of these children went to their deaths, I mean adults, without ever telling.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Christina Baker Klein. I ask her if one of the reasons no one seemed to pay much attention to the plight of the orphans was that child labor at that time was considered normal.
It was normal for the poor.
Obviously,
children who were born into families with money did not work in that way. But children of the poor were expected to work as young as 4 years old. You know, one interesting thing about that train riders often talk about is that the people who took them in, even if they were kind, often had a kind of two-tiered family system, so that the children, the biological children, were treated one way and the train riders were treated another, treated like labor, which is what they were. And it wasn't always true, and there were some really happy stories, and I love those. But, you know, the people who took in the train riders were as varied as human nature. So you just took your chances on who got you.
Can you draw parallels for us with today's child services foster system and orphan train?
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting to me as a novelist is that the truth for these children today, as it was during the time of the orphan trains, is that those feelings children on the trains experienced are the same feelings that children today experience when they feel unwanted or rejected. And it's very hard to overcome that feeling from childhood that you are alone in the world and that nobody is really looking out for you. But, you know, having worked with a number of organizations over the past few years, I can certainly say that a lot has changed. You know, there are regulations, there are laws, there is a system of checks and balances. It's not perfect. Sometimes it doesn't work. And we hear those stories in the tabloids and, you know, on the news when children fall through the cracks, as does happen. But there are a lot of people who care quite a bit about children. And, you know, Roosevelt enacted legislation in the late 30s that continues to this day, abolishing child labor, creating child labor laws, child welfare laws. Children are no longer property as they were at the time. And foster children have rights. And there are all these agencies that are designed to protect them. So things have improved. But it will never entirely disappear, because there will always be children who, for whatever reason, are thrown on the mercy of the state, essentially.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Christina Baker Klein, the author of The Orphan Train, the Reading Together book for Greater Kalamazoo. The author will be speaking about her book at a Meet the Author presentation at the Kalamazoo Central High School Auditorium on March 7 at 7 p.m. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview, and join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.